Alright guys, so this is episode number 107 from the Be Alpha Music Podcast. You know the routine, it's almost midnight here in Wisconsin, Milwaukee. It's getting very cold for those people that live in Wisconsin. I don't know how you guys feel. Make sure that you like and subscribe to the podcast if you're listening to the podcast on YouTube, Rumble, and BitChute. If you're listening to the podcast in Anchor.fm, Be Alpha Music Podcast, make sure that you like and, you know, support the channel as well. We just sharing with your friends. I'm going to really appreciate it. Today's topic is life is about making choices. Life is about making choices. Let's dig a little bit deeper on that. Right? It's easy to just understand what a choice is, but when it comes to, you know, decision making and what a choice does for you, right? It really make a huge perspective on how you make choices through your life and where do you land up. Let's define what is a choice, right? So a choice is the range of different things from which a being can choose. The arrival at a choice may incorporate motivators and models. For example, a traveler might choose to a route for a journey based on the preference of arriving at a given destination at a specific time. Just go on and on and on. This is the definition from the Wikipedia. You can just find it online, so you don't have to worry about that. Now, let's talk about the choice. Let's just go a little bit deeper into life being about choice. Let's start with choosing choices from the beginning of the day and by the end of the night. Okay, so let's start in that context. Choices start from the time that you wake up, brush your teeth, have breakfast, work out if you need to work out, go to work, come back, eat dinner, spend some time with family, and go to bed, right? That's it. That's like the greatest scheme or the greatest vision of what an average adult would just do. All right. Now, let's say that you repeat that constantly, right? Even though it seems empty, you're making a choice, right, to make your life being empty. Now, of course, during that day, there's certain lapse, right? Or let's say certain time frame where life is giving you the opportunity to make a choice and you just stop from making that choice. Let me give you an example. Now let's take the same example of waking up in the day and then ending your night, as I mentioned before with my earlier example. Waking up. This time we're gonna wake up. We're gonna start making the bed. That's when I wake up. Now we're gonna put some Tony Robbins. Boop. After we put some Tony Robbins, right, we're gonna brush our teeth while we listen to Tony Robbins. Now, while the coffee is being made, we go and start making coffee. We start reading a little bit. After reading a little bit, my kids, my family wake up, say good morning, and I'm telling them how grateful I am of them being in my life. Start my day with a mission of why I'm working. While I have my breaks between my work or my job, right, I'm reading. I'm trying to make sure that my next day is not the same day as yesterday. I'm trying to figure out life. Okay? Take my lunch, go back to my lunch, have some time with family. Now we're discussing life and the next plans for the next days and the next month. Ask my wife, what do you learn? What are the new things that we're learning? How is life treating you as today, present? What can we just do to make it better? spend some time with Dora, go back to work. Same process, make sure that I'm just preparing myself for the next day. Finish up my day, go back to work, try to just improve my skills in some ways or somehow. Go and practice some piano, some skills. Get my stuff together. Spend a little bit of time with the family. Get myself ready to do the podcast. After I do the podcast, I edit my podcast the same night. Put it in Anchor.fm and put it all in BitChute on YouTube and Rumble. And make sure that I'm improving my skills of as a media influencer. And then go back to back after I publish it. It sounds like a lot, right? It's not. The reason I'm saying it's not is, and I forgot, working out. I try to just take it as soon as possible in the morning, right? So right now I'm just working three times a week, just because right now the time is very small, but I still work out 3 times a week. Right, that'll be in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and that's it. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I would just walk to keep my cardio up. Or I'm just going to just count my calories and just make sure that I'm not decreasing my body mass as much. Now, it sounds like a lot, but it's not. I just simply look into myself and see how my day is being moved by the choices that I'm making. Every time since I just wake up, I'm making a choice. A lot of these choices, I hate them, but I know they're good for me. Making out the bed, reading, listening to the motivational stuff, exercise. All these things, for some reason, my body tends to just reject them, but I force myself to just go through them. Doing a podcast at almost midnight and just publishing all that stuff. But somehow, it's just my body's not getting it in a way where it's loving it. And the simple is because right now, I'm just going against my nature, right? I'm a procrastinator by nature. And now, things I'm really disciplined myself to do things. My body just having a little bit of problem or battle going through it. But I'm winning this battle. And that's why I want a choice. Now let's go deeper. Notice it when I was talking about choices, I didn't talk about the deeper choices. When I say deeper choices, these are choices that affect your soul, right? And create addictions and high impulses. And let's just talk about those. What kind of choices? What kind of addictions do you have? What kind of addictions that you have that make you, let's say, do certain activities? Where you know that even though the short term doesn't look like it's having an effect, in the long term will have it. Okay? Smoking. How much smoking you're doing? That's a choice. You know smoking is bad. You know smoking is bad, but you still do it. Now, what is it that make it hard to make a choice to say no to smoking? Maybe there's an emotional connection to it. Maybe every time you take the breakfast with the coffee, you want to just have a cigarette, lunch. Then all that stuff is making it easy for you to just grab a cigarette. So there's a choice that needs to be made. Right? Talk about another addiction. Gossiping. How much gossiping are you doing? Is that really helping you? Talking bad about other people. Okay. It's still a decision. Even though it doesn't look like it's doing anything at the moment, in the long run, right, it's going to have a greater effect for the simple fact that all these things are poison in a way where it takes longer to rotten your soul. I have some example about people that thought that by the end of the 30 they would just have their life together. A lot of them. And they look back and they say, damn, what did I just accomplish or did to just have this kind of life by the end of whatever? What choices? And I used to look at them and say, you know what? I think you didn't give yourself an opportunity to really realize how unhumble you were to understand that in order for you to just get all these things that you thought you need to do, life was just giving you the opportunity to grow. You needed, you never had the opportunity to choose it. You have the choice, right? You have the choice multiple times, but you never said yes to it. So there's no reason for you to expect something different when you rejected the fact that in that moment when you needed to, you say yes, you said no. So now it's almost 40 years old. Hey, no family, no kids, no goals, no nothing. Hey, is that, that's how it is. Now, I'm not wishing anything to those people, but that's how it is. So that's one. That's another one. Another one, of course, are choices that destroy your soul, such as porn, excessive masturbation, drugs, you know, all those things. It don't doesn't look in the moment to destroy your life, but when you get into longer periods, right, of time, you will see that you will be in a downhill depression, right? You will feel less confident, right? The reason you feel less confidence when, because at the moment they make a decision where it really counts, right? The choice is when you have these four walls, nobody's looking. Right? Can you may still make a decision or choice to do the right thing? That is what it really counts. Can you make the right thing? Can you make the right choice? Nobody's looking. You're alone. Can you make the right choice? That's the point. That is why life is about choices. If you cannot make it here, how are you going to make it outside? You simply can't. You can fake it until you make it, right? But faking things will get you so far. Listen. Making sure that you confront life with courage. It's not going to guarantee the millions of dollars, right? But it will guarantee that you will be more open to opportunities that can be more real to what you wanted in the beginning. And that, of course, comes from something that we spoke about hundreds of times. The personal responsibility. Now, the personal responsibility to be okay with the result of that choice. Whether it's good or bad. Because at the end of the day, you don't want to be dependent of a result. Because what happens is when you are attached to a result, right? You will always end up being what? Disappointed. Marriage is about choice. Okay. Being healthy is about choice. Workout is about choice. doing a podcast. It's about choice. Practicing piano, in my case, it's about choice. Being a good father, a good person, a leader, it's a choice. Choice that I have to make every day, even though my emotions are not aligned, all the planets are not aligned, it's still a choice. So for those that say that I'm here almost in my 40 years old, I haven't figured out my life, it's not even close. Go back. Go back and figure out what happened that made you be in that position. And you'll be surprised that where you are today is because you made choices to be in that place. And with this, I will have the end for the episode on the Piafa Music Podcast. This was the 107 on my podcast. Your host, Paulo Jervis Vargas. Make sure that you like and subscribe if you're listening to the podcast on YouTube, Rumble, and BitChute. And I think I have an Odyssey, I don't remember. But just subscribe. And if you're listening to the podcast on Anchor.fm, remember, you cannot... You don't need to listen to it in Anchor.fm. That's my hosting website. But you can still listen to the podcast in Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, I mean iTunes, Apple Podcasts, all these different platforms. You just choose the best one that fits for you. And, you know, a click of your play will just really help my podcast. Okay? With this, I don't want to take any more time for you folks, and I'm out. Have a great night.